SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has revealed he will send a delegation to resume stalled negotiations on a hostage release deal with Hamas. Negotiators expect there's a good chance of achieving an agreement after Hamas made a revised proposal on the terms of a deal. Those terms have not been made public, but a United States official has suggested Hamas has agreed to significant adjustments to its position. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says Israel must be forced to accept a permanent ceasefire in Gaza.
For this to happen, the pressure on the Israeli administration must be increased and continued. Our aim is to establish a belt of peace in our region and beyond, with an understanding of entrepreneurial diplomacy that centers on people and human values.
Mr. Netanyahu has also responded to the firing of 200 rockets into Israel by Hezbollah. The Lebanese Hezbollah group says it launched rockets at several military bases in Israel in retaliation to a strike which killed one of its senior commanders, Mohammad Namer Nasser. The attack by the Iran-backed militant group is one of the largest in the conflict along the Lebanon-Israel border, with tensions increasing in recent weeks. Mr. Netanyahu says the Israeli government is determined to do whatever is needed to restore security.
In the midst of the difficult campaign against Lebanon, we established the principle, whoever harms us is marked for death. We put it into practice. We know there's still a long way to go, but we are determined to restore security to the north and return the residents safely to their homes.
It comes after anti-settlement group Peace Now criticized what it says is Israel's largest seizure of land in the occupied West Bank in more than three decades. It says around 12.7 square kilometers of the Jordan Valley was declared state property in June, denying Palestinians private ownership and usage rights. Israeli airstrikes have continued in the Gaza Strip, killing and wounding civilians amid reports ceasefire talks are set to be revived. The Palestinian State News Agency reports five people have been killed, including three children, in an Israeli bombardment in the Jabalia al-Balad area of northern Gaza. This resident's house was recently destroyed by Israeli airstrikes.
We don't know what the end will be of this war, which does not show any signs of ending on the horizon. We don't know what they want. We hear that there will be concessions, and there will be this and that. But it is all for nothing. Netanyahu does not want anything. We will stay like this until there is an end. Where will we go? We will either die or we will stay alive. We will get what is written for us.
Back home, the war between Israel and Hamas has continued to cause political tensions, with Senator Fatima Payman resigning from the Labour Party. The West Australian senator will now sit on the crossbench, following an indefinite suspension over her support for a Greens motion to recognise Palestinian statehood. Senator Payman has told SBS News attempts to pressure her to follow the party line didn't amount to bullying, but says senior members' reactions to her crossing the floor left her with no choice.
It definitely made me feel like I didn't belong, made me feel like there was no return for me in the Labour Party, even though everyone claimed that the door's open and I should just come back to the tent. This was a red line that I had to draw, and you know, if we can't be true to our party platform, then what are we really here for?
Kira Hain, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.